My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Joe Curry's, a.k.a. Dick El Dorado scammer, Mavis Mills, wants to get back with him. But first, she has to be grilled by Davin. So listen and enjoy.
When we last left off, my girlfriend Belinda, I was questioning her about, because she said she was very secure in herself. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, how could you be so secure in yourself when your story goes that the reason you posed as somebody besides yourself and somebody who is Puerto Rican and Mexican and not Ghanaian like yourself was because a white guy insulted you and was a racist.
Right.
But you're so secure about yourself that you let some douchebag's comments make you change who you were and that you lied to me in the first couple months of our lovely relationship. And she said, well, let's just all say that changed now that I met you. I was, but I was a little insecure. Gotta go. Bye. Like, we didn't really get to finish that conversation.
What more do you want?
Also, last week, Richard El Dorado's long-lost girlfriend,
unbelievable,
Mavis Mills,
my chick,
emails me to find out what's happening on with Richard. And I told her.
It's kind of special.
It's kind of high school. Does he like me? I like him.
It gets high. And believe me, even though that way this is all horse shit, it gets me. Yeah,
you lit up like a Christmas tree. Yeah, you're
amazing.
Yes, I did. You did.
Yeah, he's all blushing and happy.
Yes.
And as you recall,
you're more flushed than you were when you were drinking the fish juice.
Yeah.
As you recall, I said, well, I'm not going to necessarily give you his whereabouts because I know I flat out called her a romance scammer.
Yeah.
Saying I know she lied to Richard and to my beautiful, innocent, lying girlfriend, Belinda. As you recall. And I said, if you want to talk to me, Facebook friend request me.
Right.
And that's where we left. Does that pretty much sum up what happened?
Yeah.
You know what? If you had to make a video of this, it'd just be horseshit flying through the air. What's going on here?
Not against it. So shall we continue? Did I catch everybody up well enough?
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Let's proceed.
February 11th, 2013. Hi, this is Mavis. Please, if it is really you, Davin, then is me. Accept me. If it is you. Because if it's not me, if it's not you, then I'm not me.
Because you know that I know that you know that you know that I know that. Holy shit.
What is this? Mavis philosophy now is a bit?
Okay. I think somebody left her coffee lid a little loose.
Hi.
I said, hi. She goes, how are you doing? I go, I'm fine. How are you? She goes, I'm good. How is Richard? Because I'm dying without hearing anything from him. Now, Richard has not heard from Mavis in a couple of months. But Richard has heard, but he doesn't know. We'll get there. We've talked about it. We'll get there again. I go, Richard is being Richard.
Oh, boy.
I go, I've done enough to him by letting you in his life. Because I set Mavis, trusted friend of my girl, Agnes / Belinda, up with my good pal, Richard, who's a widower.
Widower, lives at home with his cat, Mr. Whiskers, looking for companionship.
Yes.
Writes lovely poetry.
Poetry.
I go, I've done enough to him by letting you in his life. If I'm to help you get back into his life again, I need to know exactly who you are and what your intentions are. Now this is
that sounds like your dad. What are your intentions
with my
son?
What are your intentions with my Dick El Dorado?
Now this is
what are your intentions with my dick?
This is the Davin that is less fun for scammers to deal with. Prosecutor Davin, much more successful usually than Florida's version of prosecution.
I'll say.
She goes, well, they lied about me not having a kid and gave another photo. This is all news to me. She flat out tells me she lied about not having a kid and gave another photo. I didn't know any of this.
I'm confused, though.
Yeah, well, so am I.
Okay.
I go, which photo did you give him? She goes, the photos I gave you. Is Richard on Facebook? I go, I do not recall as far as the photos. I think they were of a white girl. Why did you use different photos? She goes, I'm scared he wouldn't love me because I'm black.
Oh, this sounds familiar.
Although I have... I have a play from the same script, you're saying?
Yes.
All right. Although I have to seen a pic of Richard before, I love him. Is he on Facebook?
Hold on. Stop right there. He said she saw a picture of Richard El Dorado before on Facebook?
I think she meant I have not seen a picture.
Okay, because there was never anything. All she got was a picture of Mr. Whiskers.
Which really is much better looking than me.
Oh, no.
I go, well, how well do you know Agnes? Because remember the story I'm told is they're bosom buddies who grew up together in England. Because remember when Agnes was Agnes instead of Belinda, they grew up together. They were childhood friends in England.
Right.
She goes, I don't know her that much.
Oh, boy.
She asked me to tell the truth, but I couldn't because I was scared. I go, how did you meet her? She goes, not in person.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I was told you were close friends. She goes, on the internet. I go, do you know Belinda? I'm playing them kind of separate right now.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah. I go, when did you meet her? She goes, not in person. I go, when did you meet her? She goes, internet.
Not where?
Maybe she's yelling at her like Padula.
Well, yeah, I know.
She's as useful at this point. I wonder if she mulches. Mavis Mulch Mills.
Ask her.
I go, when did you meet her? I don't know. She said internet again. I go, when?
Hey, don't yell at my chick.
Settle down, stupid. I go, are you good friends with Belinda? She goes, she is annoyed because she asked to tell the truth and it took me so long ago to do that. I go, why do you have so many profiles on Facebook? Now, remember,
yeah,
a couple of while ago in shows-wise, but it wasn't that many in days-wise.
Right.
I discovered all these profiles and everything. Well, I just read Belinda, the riot act, where her head was spinning.
Yeah, and another thing, why are they all on this truth kick now?
Yeah.
Maybe we're both worth it, Joe. I mean, Richard.
She's like, this big Excuse truth me. Thing going on.
I know.
So I ask her if she's good friends with Belinda, and she says she's annoyed. I go, why do you have so many Facebook profiles? She goes, they're not mine. I'm not the only one called Mavis. Anyway, please, is Richard on Facebook? I have never seen his photo before.
Uh-huh.
I guess I should just tell her about Richard right now. That's what I'll do. I go, I know they are yours, or at least people who you know, because remember, they combined Agnes, Belinda, Mavis, mm-hmm. interchangeable names on each other's profiles, signed by each other on their bios.
Sloppy.
Yeah, they need to raise their game if they want to talk to a couple of assholes like me and Richard.
Right.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.